As wars, cultural chaos, and political tension rise, where do you actually anchor your hope? Is it in government? Is it in the economy? Or in the God who never breaks covenants with Israel or his church? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. We are getting towards the end of the year. Can you imagine 2025 is almost behind us? But this is 2026 is going to be a year of hope and excitement, and God's going to do some amazing things because we're going to live in some very turbulent times, and we're going to see the hand of God upon our life, upon our state, upon, you know, where we are as a nation and a people, and it's going to be exciting. So if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. What we're doing here each and every day is we are working on changing our hearts through the Word of God, so that we can change the public square. So if you're driving into work today, I know today is Sunday, but maybe you're a pastor and you say, I need a little scripture today before I go in and preach the Word of God. Well, we hope that this will be a day of encouragement. So this final week of 2025 and the beginning of 2026, we are doing a series called Hope. And if you're enjoying these, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, or place in that app, in the Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. So let's start with our verse from Hebrews chapter 10. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And this is our root scripture that we've been launching into through this Hope series. For he who is promised is faithful. Say amen to that. For God who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. So part of the body of Christ right now is that we are to stimulate each other for love, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, all the fruits of the Spirit, love, and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together. So maybe one of your goals for 2026 will be not to miss fellowshipping with other believers throughout the week, you know, going to church on Sundays, finding that place of worship, but stimulate one another, love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we are going to see in 2026 the day drawing nearer and nearer and nearer. And that is going to be both exciting and, you know, a little intimidating at times as we see wars and rumors of wars and all the things that are going to happen in the economy, all these kind of things. As we see them take place, it's going to be exciting to see the faithfulness of God. So we have been looking at some Old Testament individuals, Abraham, Isaac, and now Jacob, and seeing how they had hope during the time. So Abraham was promised in Genesis chapter 12 and 15 and that whole area that he was going to be the father of many nations, and whoever blessed him would be blessed, and whoever cursed him would be cursed. And we're seeing anti-Semitic behavior rise across our nation, across our state, across this world like never before. And as we do this, we need to understand as Christians, as Bible-believing Christians who believe in the as literal as possible the Word of God, that we need to support our Jewish brothers, our older brothers, the Jews, and really understand that we are not to hate any people group, but let alone the Jews. Secondly, we need to understand that the nation of Israel is still God's chosen nation. People don't like that. They don't want to hear that. They believe the church has replaced that, and it simply is not true. When we look at the Word of God, you know, we see specifically in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, Paul is very clear that his promise to the Jews and to the nation of Israel is an everlasting promise. And Paul was a Jew. Paul was a Pharisee. He understood those things. And he wrote a lot of our New Testament. And so whether we like that or not, that's just how it is. And so I want to encourage you, stay faithful to the Word of God this 2026. Have hope in the Word of God that you can take it as literal as possible. And so Genesis chapter 28, we're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so Jacob later is going to be called Israel. So you could actually put Israel right in there. Then Israel departed from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head. So he has a stone for a pillow and laid down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. What a dream, huh? And behold, the Lord stood above the ladder, and said, "I am the Lord." Ooh, have you heard that in your heart? Has Washington State heard that in their heart? "I am the Lord." Man, what would change if every county commissioner, every city council member, every judge, every executive branch, every ounce of our legislative branch understood that Jesus Christ is Lord? "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac." Remember, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. "The land in which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants." So here we have it's more than three, but we're just going to say three. The third time that the covenant is renewed and reminded to the next generation, from Abraham to Isaac and to Jacob, or Israel. "Your descendants will be also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So Israel's original intent, God's original intent for Israel, maybe that's a better way to say it, is that Israel would be a blessing to the entire earth. And we see, "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised." Now, you may miss this if you don't look closely enough, but read that really slowly. "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go." And then it says, "and will bring you back to this land." Why does it say, "and bring you back to this land"? Remember, Jacob, or Israel, would eventually go down to Egypt. And so it may look like a promise was interrupted right there, that the covenant was interrupted. Can you imagine living most of your years, or even all of your years, in Egypt and hearing these stories and forget it, and somehow you're like, "How is this going to happen?" Yet God predicted. He predicted Egypt in Abraham's covenant. He's here saying it again, "and will bring you back to the land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the last part of that is, "I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." He's not going to leave Israel until he's done what he has promised. Remember in Hebrews, we read that he is faithful. God is faithful. And this is why we need to have hope in 2026. God is faithful regardless of our circumstances. So thinking through that very element, proclaim it out loud. If you're driving right now, say, "God, you are faithful." If you're a pastor and you're going in to church right now, remind yourself that God is faithful. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Do you recognize what Jacob just said there? God can be in a certain place. God can be surrounding us, all around us, and we not recognize it. He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top. He called that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. So I want to encourage you, as we're going to finish this in just a second, but 2026 may be a year where you need to have a reminder that God is faithful to what he has promised. So what has he promised? To the Jews, he's promised that they would be a nation that would be blessed and amazing. To the bride of Christ or the church, he has promised that salvation, righteousness, and holiness, and that there's coming a time and a place where we are going to see some amazing persecutions of the church. And yet, God is faithful. Be faithful, unwavering in your hope and your conviction of Jesus. Surely the Lord is in this place. God is with you wherever you might go. So let's finish this. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear. Look at this. I love this. Have you made a vow to the Lord? Have you? I mean, or have you just kind of added Jesus in like a lucky rabbit's foot? Have you made a vow that says, God, you're with me on this journey. You provide my food and my garments, and I return to my father's house in safety. Then the Lord will be my God. God, you are going to be my God no matter what. There is so much hope to have in 2026. And again, it's not in our government. It's not in our systems that we have there. It is in our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, the Prince of Peace. He is a faithful God, and he's faithful to fulfill what he has promised. This stone, which I have set up as a pillar, will be God's house, and all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. So then we go on. What's our application? God will be our Lord. In 2026, God will be our Lord. Jesus will be our King. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Redeemer, Savior, Sanctifier, Justifier. God is with us. God is with you each and every step of the way. God is with you today. Remember that. Have hope in God's presence. God will keep you. Not only with you, but he keeps you. He protects you today. Have hope in his protection. He is your provider. He is your sustainer. He is the very essence of who you are. And God is faithful to his promise. His promise to the church, salvation, sanctification, redemption, and his promise to Israel. He is faithful to it. Now, do we wish that every Jew would bow their knee to their Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ? Yes, we do. There's only one way to heaven. It is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again that we may have eternal life. So turn to the living God. Today is the day of salvation. And make Jesus Christ known in your heart, in your life, in your mind, in all that you are. God wants to do something amazing. So we looked at Abraham. We looked up Isaac. We look at Jacob. Each of them had the covenant of God, an everlasting covenant. Let's pray over Israel. Let's pray over Washington State. Let's pray over our governor and over our city councils and believe that God has salvation for us as Gentiles through Jesus, and he has salvation for the Jews through Jesus. Holy Father, we just thank you for what you want to do in our state of Washington. Lord, go before us. Be with us. God, supply us. Keep us. God, you are our God. Jesus Christ, you are our Lord. Jesus, you are the Christ. And so our hope is in you. God, our hope is not in government. Our hope is not in anything but you, God. So, God, we just steward the government so we can love our neighbor, see them changed and transformed by the power of the gospel. Ultimately, God, we know that you are faithful to Israel, to the Jews. So, Lord, help us to lead many to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you are faithful to your bride, the church. God, let us truly bow our knees. Let us not give up on this word, but turn to you, the living God, without wavering in our faith, standing confident that he who began a good work in us is faithful to complete it until that day. You love us so very much. Thank you for the testimony of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for the foundation of our faith in Jesus, our Messiah. God, we come to you. We love you. We give you this day. We give you our state of Washington. We pray over Governor Ferguson to fall in love with you, God. Would you change him from the inside out, God? We pray over our House and our Senate. Let every Republican release every ounce of bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. And God, every past election, let them be unified around you, God. God, we pray over every Democrat, the same prayer, God. Let their word of God come to fruition in their hearts. Let them understand, God, that you have entrusted this position to them. Go before us, God. Surround us in all things, God. I pray over every family in the state of Washington. Would you rejuvenate their love for you, God? Be with them. Let them be firm in the gospel message that you are the God who saves. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard